This podcast is brought to you by the Communications and Media Studies Department at Dominican University. And so I welcome you to the world of window dreams, where you get to know the unknown. My name is DJ Spiral, and in this podcast, you'll get to learn about the strange and unusual things in our world. Hey, it's DJ Spiral, and this is the second episode of Window Dreams about dopamine. And we'll be talking about what dopamine is, how it's an important chemical in your brain, and how you need it in everyday life, and my thoughts on the topic. First of all, what is dopamine? I think a lot of people already know what it is, but I want to go into more detail about it. Dopamine is a natural drug that is produced within the brain to prevent, well, not really prevent, but to relieve stress and anxiety off of you and your well-being. Dopamine is usually fired in the brain when you're doing something that you enjoy or calming to you, like, say, meditation or a peaceful place, kind of. For me, mainly dopamine happens when I'm playing lacrosse or hanging out with friends. It mainly happens when I go thrifting for new clothes. I get really excited about that. Dopamine also happens for me when I'm like scrolling on my phone, which is unhealthy, but I get to see, it's mainly when I see like cool things that I really like. Let's talk about some pros and cons about dopamine. We've already gone over some of the pros, like relieving stress and just like overall making things better. But dopamine also can get really addictive and make you want to do that same thing over and over again until you feel the same exact way. That's why you scroll on your phone so much, and why that cup of coffee in the morning hits a little different. And that also turns into spending more money and wasting overall time doing that thing instead of like cleaning or something like that. I would have to say my thoughts on dopamine are pretty good, because dopamine is a good feeling and everyone should be able to like feel happy and not stressed out, and just it's a wonderful like part of life, I would have to say. Dopamine plays a big role in everyday life just by making you more just happier overall. And I would say the last time that I experienced dopamine would have to be right before this podcast. I was scrolling on my phone, watching some random things on TikTok. It's pretty interesting. Could I be experiencing dopamine right now? Nobody could ever tell. Now I'm going to talk about the three feelings, like specific feelings that you get when you experience dopamine. First one is pleasure. Everybody's form of pleasure is different. You're being sexual or an activity that you like to do. Personally, I gain the most pleasure when I'm drawing. Or just being in a creative mindset. Being able to express my feelings and what I'm thinking on paper really helps me mentally in my life. Pleasure is very important, and I know some people that could not live without the feeling, and I think that that's a reasonable saying, because it's very important in everyday life. Another thing that gives me pleasure is like finishing work on time or getting a project that was long due done like before everybody else does. It's just a wonderful feeling. Just the main things that give me pleasure are drawing, and I would also have to say ceramics. It just, there's something about it. It's so, like, I don't know, hypnotizing for me. I love it way too much. I wish I could do a career in it, but I can't because not enough money. Art has to be one of the biggest things that gives me pleasure. It's just really fun. For each one of these three things that's involved with dopamine, I'm going to have at least one person answer a question about like what like gives them pleasure. So I'm going to have somebody come and answer a question. His name's Gabe Sanchez. Okay, Gabe, what is one thing that gives you pleasure?
That brings me pleasure is sleep. Because it really brings me peace of mind, just like being able to lay down and just sink into my pillow and get all warm in my covers. No, it's very peaceful, very pleasurable.
Everybody give a round of applause for Gabe. Woo! Actually, thank you. I think we'll end talking about pleasure there and move on to satisfaction. Satisfaction is also a very unique feeling or emotion. I mainly have satisfaction when I'm playing good in a lacrosse game or, say, lacrosse practice. When the coaches compliment my skills when I'm doing good. To be honest, I don't get satisfied that easy. It really takes a whole ordeal for me to get satisfied. Every single time that I hear the word, I think of that one song from a really long time ago. With getting the feeling satisfaction playing lacrosse, it really boosts your confidence on the field and makes me constantly play better. Satisfaction also gives me confidence on and off the field. Already talked about on the field. So let's talk about off the field. I get satisfaction from my style, mainly of what I dress and my jewelry that I wear. And honestly, the way that my life is going, I think that I'm pretty satisfied with everything that's going on so far. I do wish that I was in a different spot on the field, but that's a topic for another day. And just like the last topic, I'm going to have somebody come and answer a question. Their name is Elkie. Okay, Elkie, what in your daily life makes you satisfied?
That's a really great question, Chandler. You know, thank you for asking. For me to feel like I have had a full, you know, satisfied day, I think I need to hit multiple categories. Like, it's not just like overall. To start off my day, I always have practice, and for like my fitness goals to be satisfied, you know, I feel like I have to have a really great practice, feel like I burned enough calories. And just getting like affirmation from my teammates or my coaches. For academics, to feel satisfied, I think, is getting good grades back, especially when I've like studied really hard or worked really hard on an assignment, as well as getting like validation from teachers. Just hearing that, you know, they appreciate my, you know, work in class or my participation, that always helps me feel like I'm like being satisfied as a student. For me, socially and emotionally, like being able to talk to my family back home always makes me feel like satisfied and just happy. And just being able to like see friends during the day definitely hits my like social satisfaction. And when I have days where I don't get to see friends often, it always just makes me feel a little bit more down. And just for health wise, like getting 8 hours of sleep a night, 3 meals a day, drinking lots of water, that always keeps my health satisfied. And for all those things to be met, you know, I just feel like I get satisfaction all around in my daily life. But I think satisfaction is, you know, depends person to person, because some people, you know, have higher standards, and to be satisfied takes a lot more work, and some people have lower standards, and to be satisfied takes a lot less work. But for me, those are my things to make me feel like I've had a satisfied day or even week. But you know, not every day I can hit those, and sometimes those are just harder days for me to get through.
Thank you, Elke. That was a perfect answer. Being your health and mental awareness is very important, and it's great that you get satisfied by that. Now that we've talked about like pleasure and satisfaction, I think we should talk about motivation next. Something that keeps me motivated is being able to talk to my friends and family every day. They keep me motivated and on track of what I should do and what I should not do, just to keep me healthy in everyday life. And also something that keeps me striving every day is self-improvement. I always need to one up or make sure that I did better than the day before in any way that I could possible, like say on the lacrosse field. Just strive to make myself better every day. Just want to be a great person overall. So if that means I need to get like my mental health in check, or go and work out, or go socialize with my friends, I'm able to be able to do that and be motivated to go and do that. Since I'm living out of state right now, it's been a little hard keeping in touch with my family, but I've made a lot of really good friends here at my school, here at Dominican, that will always have my back and motivate me to get out of bed. And just like the last couple of topics, we're also going to have another guest. The special guest that we have today is Liam Walker. All right, the question that I'm asking you today is, what motivates you in the morning just to overall get ready for the day?
Yeah, I would say that in the morning what motivates me is my teammates and my coaches. They keep me accountable, and I do it for them. I do everything for them. And I say just like in general, like just overall motivation wise, I would say my family, because I want to make enough money to take care of them and take care of my future kids and wife and the 7 other kids.
Thank you so much, Liam, for all those great answers. And that was the last topic that we had to go over. So I think I'm going to end the episode off here. And everybody have a good night.
The angry green, jealous, and the ugly, terrifying black fear.